This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we get into one of the most important questions in all of cost segregation. When you look at a building part, how do you decide whether it depreciates fast or slow? The answer comes from a standard called the Inherently Permanent Test. Chapter 6E of Publication 5653, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide, is the IRS's own explanation of that test. Let me start with the basics of why this matters. When you own a building, different parts write off at different speeds. The structure of the building, the walls, the roof, the load-bearing systems, those are Section 1250 property. For a commercial building, that means a 39-year life, very slow. But inside that building are things that do not feel like the building itself. Specialty wiring that serves a specific piece of equipment, decorative flooring that can be pulled up and replaced, removable partitions that divide a floor plan, process piping that carries something specific to the business. These items behave more like equipment than like the walls, and the tax rules let you treat them differently as Section 1245 personal property with a 5-year or 7-year write-off, faster, more valuable. But how do you draw the line? That is where the inherently permanent test comes in. The test asks a simple question: is this component permanently part of the structure, or is it something that serves a specific function and could be removed without damaging the building? If the answer is that it is permanent, it is a structural component. It stays in the slow class. If the answer is that it is not inherently permanent, it can be treated as personal property. It moves to the fast class. Chapter 6E of the Cost Segregation, ATG, traces this test across several sections of the tax code. Section 168, which is the main depreciation provision. Section 263A, which governs capitalization rules for production property. Section 199, which deals with domestic production activities. The test runs consistently across all of them. Inherently permanent equals structural. Not inherently permanent can equal personal property. The chapter also anchors this standard in Hospital Corporation of America, the foundational tax court case from 1997. We have a full episode on that case if you want to understand its history. For our purposes here, the key point is that HEA validated the part-by-part analysis of a building, and Chapter 6E is how the IRS formalized the test that analysis depends on. Practical examples help make this real. A raised computer floor in a data center is not inherently permanent. It sits on adjustable pedestals. It can be removed without damaging the slab. It serves the technology equipment above it. Section 1245. A wall partition in an open office that screws to the ceiling grid is not inherently permanent. Section 1245. A decorative tile feature in a restaurant lobby that was designed as a display element, not structural support, is not inherently permanent. Section 1245. A general purpose suspended ceiling throughout an office building is inherently permanent. It is a standard building finish. Section 1250. Every classification decision in your study comes back to this test. When we move a component from the 39-year class to the 5-year or 7-year class, we are making a judgment that the item is not inherently permanent. Chapter 6E is the ATG reference that anchors that judgment in the IRS's own guide. It is the legal foundation under each reclassification. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the inherently permanent test applies to specific components in your building, take a look at the authority library and the legal analysis in your report.